Blog Talk Radio.
Mardi Gras, put your hands together. Got joy in my soul. God is in control.
Again, tuned into Are You, it's personal, Are You a Liability or an Asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show. I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr. We do come to you live from Hopper Woods, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On tonight, we have none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson out of Washington, D.C. will be delivering God's word on tonight. As I always let the listeners know, and especially for the new listeners, for the first-time listeners on tonight, please get your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready so that you can follow along with this awesome man of God as he gets ready to deliver another powerful word from the Lord on tonight. We get ready to go into prayer as we always do. I'm asking all the listeners, because we serve an awesome God, we don't have to send him anywhere because we know that he's everywhere at the same time. So I'm asking all listeners if you would touch and agree with me in prayer as we lift up my first cousin, Pastor Norman King, in prayer. He had surgery this week, so we want to continue to lift him up in prayer. We want to continue to lift up my cousin, Ben Mahan. We want to continue to lift him up in prayer. He's dealing with the COVID virus now again, so we want to continue to lift him up in prayer. We want to also continue to lift up my cousins, Mary Ann King and Sister Betsy Tutt. I'm sorry, Etsy Tutt. I'm thinking about a cousin in Indiana right now named Betsy King. We want to continue to lift up Etsy Tutt, also from Greensboro, North Carolina. We want to continue to lift up the family of Deacon Marvin Cox. His homegrown service was on last Saturday. We want to continue to lift up his wife, Betty Cox, and that entire family as he made his heavenly transition. And we thank God for his service as an awesome man of God who was always willing to share inspirational poems and deliver God's word over this worldwide platform for the last 5 years. So we thank God that he's in a better place now. He don't have to feel any more pain. He's suffering no more. So we want to continue to lift up his family in prayer and thank God for his life and the blessings of the works of his hands in the earth that gave God glory, honor, and praise. We want to continue to lift up all those that are bereaved on tonight, all over the land, whether we know them or not. Continue to lift up all those that are grieving on tonight in the name of Jesus. continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted, whether we know them or not. Again, we know that God is in every place, so we don't have to send him anywhere. He's already there. Please touch and agree with me in prayer. Also, we want to lift up my sister in Christ, Tara Doss, as she's having issues again with her throat. She is on the line tonight, but we want to continue to lift up my sister in Christ, another member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am a member, but our pastor is none other than Pastor Mark C. Holloway. We want to continue to lift her up in prayer as well. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, are coming together once again on tonight, giving you glory, honor, and praise for who you are, because we know that without a doubt, you are worthy of our praise. No matter what it looks like, no matter what we're going through, you're still worthy to be praised, because we realize and we know that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you that you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth is in your hands. And you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like, how it feels, no matter what we hear on or see on the news. We thank you that your word is true, that you are the great I am. You are in total control. Heavenly Father, we ask now that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions. I ask that you will forgive me personally of all of my sins and transgressions in the name of Jesus, my entire family, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson and his entire family, and every saved believer that will be a faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions on earth so that we won't be living our lives and our work for you on earth will not be in vain. So forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions in the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for your grace and your mercy that you extend to each one of us, although we know we don't deserve it. Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your spirit through your man of God on tonight as he gets ready to deliver your word on tonight. We lift up all those that are incarcerated behind prison bars for just and unjust reasons. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for opening the doors that prisoners around the United States can be able to hear this worldwide ministry and platform, may be blessed by your word, and they will have an opportunity. If they're not saved, they will have an opportunity to hear your word and accept Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and be saved in his name. So we just ask that you will move by your spirit, even though for those that are behind prison bars, move by your spirit, even there, right now, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just thank you again for who you are. We bless your name. We love you. We thank you for your blood, the blood of Jesus Christ, that we know that it will never lose its power. We thank you for your Son, Jesus the Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, for a great sacrifice for us, for mankind, that we can be redeemed, we can be saved in his name, we can be forgiven in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we pray that you would have your way on tonight. If you get the glory, it's our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought, as we always do. Tonight, it comes to us saying, be careful who you allow on your ship. Some people will sink it because they can't be the captain. Now, that's powerful, but it's true. So I'm going to repeat it again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. Be careful who you allow on your ship. Some people will sink it because they can't be the captain. I do welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. You can always email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any songs or music played on this worldwide ministry platform. Once again, I want to give a shout out to my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, which is located in Harper Woods, Michigan. I want to thank God for allowing me and my movie producer of the movie that I am in that's going to be premiering on Friday, April the 28th. At the Dearborn Performing Arts Theater, Brother Rob Mitchell. Thank God for allowing him, Kimberly Mallory, and myself to fly last week down to Atlanta, Georgia. And we thank God for blessing her that she was the recipient of the Author of the Year for the Best Author book, There's No Sound in My Scream. And she also came home with the trophy of the award for Best TV Personality for her television ministry that she's a part of, Ask the Messenger. So we thank God for her being faithful to God, and he is showing his faithfulness back to her and rewarding her for her due diligence that she's being a kingdom builder. So we thank God for her and her accomplishments and all those that have won different awards at that award ceremony down in Atlanta, Georgia on last week. And then we thank God for allowing us to make it back home safely. So now we are ready to receive the man of God on tonight. And again, I pray that you have your Bibles, your pens, and your paper ready to follow along with none other than Overseer Joseph E. Jackson. Before he brings forth the word, I think he's going to share with us a musical selection. And following his musical selection, he's going to go directly into the word. And then after he completes or finishes with the word on tonight, I will be opening up the phone lines for those of you that have dialed in. If you have a question for him pertaining to tonight's message, or if you want to give him words of encouragement, you will have an opportunity to do so after he has completed the word on tonight. So now, Overseer Joseph E. Jackson, I now yield the mic to you.
Brother Brown, we certainly honor the Lord tonight for the privilege of being with you once again. We don't take this this blessing lightly. Thank God for just opening the door and the opportunity just to come to hopefully be an encouragement to somebody. I was going to play a song tonight by my good buddy, the late Isaac Douglas, and the New York Community Choir. I've decided to make my choice, but as I was sitting here just before we came on the air, I was looking over the message, and the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with my mind about the song. I'm not a singer, but I was sitting at the table and I was humming a tune to myself. And I heard the Spirit say, sing a few bars to the people because somebody is messing with my message. And God has another message for somebody facing a dilemma, facing a tribulation, a temptation, somebody who's wondering how I'm going to make it. Everybody doesn't have the voice of C.C. Winans or B.B. Winans or Marvin. The Lord took that into account when he make a joyful noise.
Yes.
Serve gladness, come before his presence singing. And so the song that he placed in my heart simply goes like this. I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he will help me. He ever loves and cares for him. I must tell Jesus. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he surely will help me. Glory to God. Jesus will help me. Jesus alone. One more time, that verse. I must tell Jesus. You better talk to him. I must tell Jesus. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he surely will help me. Jesus will help me. Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you because you stopped by to tell somebody that they can make it with your help. Somebody's worried. Somebody's discouraged. Somebody's heartbroken. Somebody needs a way out. Somebody needs a way of escape. Somebody needs to know that you care. My God, I'm asking you to touch now in the name of Jesus. Whatever that situation is, come to the rescue and help them tonight. We love you. We praise, we magnify, and we glorify your blessed name. You've been kind. You've been good. You've been merciful. And God, we just want to say thank you. We got a reasonable portion of health and strength. You watched over us all week long, God. You let the angels take charge. And we don't even know the dangers that you kept us away from. No bullet struck us. No knife came against us. No carjacker came against us. No fire ravaged our home. Death did not meet in many of our homes. And we just say thank you. We take nothing for granted. Just say your thanks. Oh, you've been good. You've been good. You've been merciful and you've been kind. You've been ever, ever, ever so kind, God. You've been long-suffering. You put up with some of us. You could have put us away like you put Saul away and took the Spirit of God away from us. But, Lord, you were there all the time. And we just want to say thank you. We bless you for your mercy. We bless you for your kindness. We bless you for all that you've done for us. We thank you for looking over our families. God, we just thank you. Some of our families don't know you. But, oh, God, we're asking now that you do what you need to do to bring them in before it's too late. Help them.
Yes.
And there are those of us that are playing games, God. Some of us are still playing church, God, still playing church. Can't even see the times that we're living in and playing games. But, God, help us. Help us to get it together tonight.
Help us, like
the boy, the prodigal son. Help us to come to ourselves. Come on back home in the name of Jesus and be real. We used to sing a song years ago, said, get right, get right, get right with God. God, I'm asking you, help them to get right with you tonight. We need a Savior. In times like these, we need a Savior. We got to be very sure that our anchor holds and grips the solid rock. You are the rock tonight. Ah, glory to God. We ask you to help us in Jesus' name. Now it's preaching time. We ask God that you would anoint us to go forward in your strength and in your power. Listen to me, like John said, more of you. Holy Ghost, have your way. Open up the hearts and the minds of your people, God, and bless them to be not only hearers, but doers of the word. Somebody doesn't know you tonight. Somebody needs to come into the ark of safety. We're throwing out a lifeline. We're throwing out a lifeline. We want them to help them catch it, God. In the name of Jesus, help me. Thank you. God, we thank you. Oh, God, have your way in the building tonight. Have your way in our hearts and our minds tonight. Have your way. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. The Bible said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He anointed us to preach and to teach and to set the captives free. Do it, God. You said some water, some plant, but you bring the increase. Now, God, have your way. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Amen and amen. My God. I got to be careful sometimes because when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done, I get happy. I get happy. Oh, God.
Yes.
I get happy by myself. Glory to God. I don't need no organ. I don't need no music. All I got to do is just think on what he's done for me. Think on how he kept. The Bible said, when he saw me polluted in my blood, my God, he stopped by, picked me up, cleansed me up, and set me on a path. I thank God for him. Bless him because he's been good. He's been merciful. Every time I read about Saul, I get nervous because when in the beginning God gave him the kingdom. And blessed him, and he was a prophet for God. Began to prophesy, do everything. But when he became high and lifted up, God said, I'm sick of him. God rid of him and took spirit away from him and let a evil spirit overtake him. I don't want God to give up on me. My God, have mercy. And he was kind. He was gracious. He was good. He was merciful. And when you think of these things, you can't help but get excited. Let me go on to the book. Go into the word. Glory to God. Luke, the 12th chapter. My God, starting at the 13th verse. Lord, you said the Spirit is subject to the prophet. Bring it in. Lord, I'm getting happy. My God, I'm getting happy. Glory to God. This singing the song made me happy because I know that you're going to fix the burden. I know you're going to fix the trial. I know you're going to take them through the temptation. I know you're going to make it all right for them. Glory. Luke 12, verse 13. Then someone called from the crowd, teacher, please tell my brother to divide our father's estate with me. Jesus replied, friend, for who made me a judge over you to decide such things as that? Then he said, beware, guard against every kind of greed. Life is not measured by how much you own. You better keep that mess in mind. You better keep that in mind. Life is not measured by how much you own. Then he told them a story. A rich man had a fertile a farm that produced fine crops. He said to himself, "What should I do? I don't have room for all of my crops." Then he said, "I know. I'll tear down my barns and I'll build bigger ones. Then I'll move, or I'll have room enough to store all my wheat and other goods." Sit back. Say to myself, "My friend, you have enough saved to store it away for years to come. Now take it easy. You can retire now, brother. Take it easy. Eat, drink, and be merry. Have a good time. Enjoy yourself." We used to sing a song. Dad used to sing. It was entitled "Enjoy Yourself." Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. He said, "Eat, drink, and be merry." But God said to him, "You fool, he will die this very night. Then who will get everything you work for?" Yes, a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth, but not have a rich relationship with God. May the Lord add a blessing of his word. And the message tonight is easy in God. Easy. But then, God. Oh, and then the last verse was, wherever, verse 34, wherever your treasure is, there the desires of your heart will also. Wherever your treasure, there the desires of your heart also. When I saw this, it blessed me in a tremendous way, because it let me know just how good and faithful God was in my life. I don't know about you, but I came up in an era when if you were planning something in the home, you were young, you had to run it by your parents.
You didn't do what you wanted to do.
You had to run it by them first. Because if you didn't, they would say to you, "I've got news for you." "I got news for you," which meant it wasn't going to happen. In those days, you didn't just act on your own. You had to get permission first. You sat down and discussed it before you attempted to bring it into a reality. Otherwise, when they discovered that you secretly put something in play, they would turn around and tell you to think again. It ain't going to happen. I don't know about you and your family. That's the way it was in mine. You had to go to mom and dad and ask them. Before I got saved, I used to like to give parties. It was known in the neighborhood that if Joe Jackson gave a party, you wanted to be there. You had the red lights. You had the nice music. You didn't have you had a lot of drinks, but the drinks were soda, lemonade, and whatever. And you always had food. You had hot dogs, and you had cold cuts and hoagies and steaks and things of that nature, cheese steaks. I'm from Philadelphia. If you ever been to Philly, you know about all these things. But there was always something good to eat there. And we had security, because my uncle was a policeman. And anybody that didn't have an invitation, no, you didn't get in. Just didn't get in. But if it was the type of thing, you had to be there. If Joe Jackson gave the party, you had to be there. If you didn't get an invitation, you were upset, because you knew there was going to be a good time. But before the party could take place, I had to secure permission.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the next thing they wanted to know, how you going to pay for it? Where did it come from? How are you going to pay for this? You have a part-time job? What's it going to cost for the things that you want to do? Did you save some of your allowance? What you going to do? Because they made you pay for part of it. They just didn't let you have it, because they said to you that they had to teach you life lessons. If you wanted to have something, you had to be a part of it. had to be a part of it. First, you had to propose a date. When did you want to have this affair? How many people were going to be invited to the function? How much food were you going to have? These were things that you had to answer. You just didn't do what you wanted to do, because I would say, and the parents would say, there was another word to this equation. And life is the same way. I found that in this society in which we live now, money seems to be the going rate and up. Bible says money answers all things. And then it turns around and says the love of money is the root of all evil. I've been watching a show on in the afternoon called For Her Man, For the Love of Her Man. And in it is talking about young women who meet up with the wrong people in life. And they have a good life prospects, but they hook up with the bad boy who somehow or another manipulates them into doing some stupid stuff, and they wind up going to jail because they listen to the wrong people. That's why the Bible tells you, don't you be unequally yoked. You better know who you hooking up with. Know who's listening to you. Know who's feeding into your life. You've got to know this beyond a shadow of a doubt. That's why the Bible says you can't be unequally yoked, because what fellowship has light with darkness? You can't hang with the wrong crowd and think that you're not going to be caught up in their madness. Saw one story where the young girl met a boy and she had a promising life ahead of her. Her mother did not want her hooked up with this kid, and he got with the girl, and they bludgeoned the mother to death. Cut her up, put her in small boxes and put the boxes in various trash cans throughout the city. The Bible told you. And you've got to be careful. That's why you got to know the word of God. It says, provoke not your children. You don't know who's living in your house anymore. You don't know what the enemy is doing in their hearts and minds if you don't have a relationship with God. I say that to say this. One of the most moving scriptures that I've ever heard scared me to death when I read it, because Jesus was talking to the people one day, and he said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom, but he that does the will of my Father. And then the next statement came, and they said, and see, this is why you got to read the word. You got to read the word with diligence, because this is what helps you to make it through life's storms. He turned around and said, in that day, the day of judgment, and it's coming. I put on Facebook today, judgment will begin in the house of God and then flow outward. What's going to happen to the folk that don't know him?
That's the word.
And Jesus turned around and said, in that day many shall say, did I not cast out devils? Did I not prophesy in your name? And did I not heal in your name? Did I not do all of these marvelous things? What do you mean? And Jesus said to them, in that day I'll say, depart from me, you worker of evil. I said to God, how are you going to tell those who did all of those things in your name that you never knew them? He came back. Gifts and callings are without repentance. I've given you a gift. I called you. But how did you use it? Did you put it to good use, or did you use it for your own aggrandizement? How did you use that gift? Did you do it for my glory, or did you do it for your own? Did you have a relationship with me? Obviously, they had no relationship. They were in the church, but they were not the church. You hear what I'm saying? You can be in the church but not be the church. You hear what I'm saying? He told you.
Good, bro.
Judas was in the church, but he was not of the church. And lost out because of that fact. And these folks going to lose out because they don't have a relationship with him. And that takes us back to the scripture that I read. God told us the importance of having a relationship with him.
Lord, yes.
He told a story. He said there was a rich man. He had everything. He had his Jag. He had his Mercedes. He had the fine house on the hill. He went to the better restaurants. He ate at the better clubs. He had a wonderful life. He was good in business because everything he touched had the Midas touch. Everything he had turned to gold. The Bible said he had so much until he had to tear down his barns and build some bigger ones in order to house all of the blessings that God had blessed him with. But he had made one mistake. He forgot who the blessing came from. Didn't the scripture tell you to seek ye first the kingdom of God, all of his righteousness, all of these other things would be added to you? Too many of y'all are chasing things. You hear what I'm saying? But you're not chasing the God who created the things. And because you're not, you're putting yourself in a perilous situation. I must tell Jesus, you better tell him. You better have some type of hope in him because of what we see going on in the world now. The banks in this country are failing. You watching the news? Are you listening? The Bible said in the last days these things would happen. And the church has fallen asleep. Like ostriches, you got your head stuck in the sand, and you're not even seeing what's happening. You got to become like the tribe of Issachar, and you got to be able to discern the times. You got to know the time in which you live. The Bible said, in the last days, and you can believe we're living in the last days because of the things that we see happening. Jesus told them in Matthew 24, he said, in that day, in those last days, he said, there would be earthquakes in divers places. There would be wars and rumors of wars. Putin is doing his thing, coming against the Ukraine. China is hooking up with Russia, trying to help her, while the U.S. is doing whatever it can to keep the Ukraine free. These battles are going on. You read, look in the news, and you see the earthquakes that are taking place. California does not have a whole lot of rain. For the past few years, they've had nothing but droughts, but now the snow is falling in California. You got your head in the sand. You don't see the times in which you live. He told you that in these times your children would be unthankful. He told you that.
Yes.
Told you that people would be heady-minded. He told you that folks would be liars. Look at Trump. Every time he opens his mouth, there's a lie coming out of his mouth. And he told you that in the last days, people would believe a lie rather than the truth. We got a Congress that's hooked up with a liar. Better open your eyes and see the time in which you live. Jesus is coming back again. Again, the apostle said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We shall not all die, but we shall be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the trump of God sounds and Jesus comes back and takes us out of here and takes us into a heavenly abode for 7 years. Tribulation is ushered in, and if you miss the last flight out, if you miss that last flight, if you don't catch that flight when he comes, guess what? You're going to hell down here.
Mm-hmm.
Think it's bad now? Oh, what did the Bible say? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be before the Son of Man comes. Look at the times in which we live. Look at the stuff that's going on. Look and see what's happening around you. God told that man, he said, oh, you looked at all the things, the blessings that I've given you, but you didn't thank me once. You thought you got all this on your own. Didn't the Bible tell you it is God that gives thee power to get wealth? I'm the one that gave you this. And you act like I'm nowhere involved. You don't even come to church. You don't read the word. You don't have nothing to do with what you once did. When the pandemic came, yes, the churches were shut down, but you ain't even going back to church now.
Lord Jesus.
Why? You don't come to the teaching sessions. And God is saying, I'm watching all of this. And he said to the man, you know what? You've lost out with me, brother. You may have all these things today, but tonight your soul will be required of you. Tonight you're going to die. Then when you die, these things that you've hoarded, all these things that you stored up, who are they going to belong to? Your family going to fight over them because you didn't leave no will. They're going to fight over them. They get mad at one another because they're going to try to take everything. Oh, he promised me this. He promised me that. But you will have lost out with me because you have no relationship.
And Lord Jesus.
Telling somebody tonight, you better get your act together and stop playing games. You in the church today, you out tomorrow. Somebody told me years ago, and I'm through, they said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You meant to do this. You meant to do that, but you never found the time to do it. And that's one of the devil's tricks that he has, procrastination. Procrastination
is
going to send you to hell.
You right about it.
God sent you to hell. The Bible said he loved you so very much that he gave his only begotten son, that all you had to do was accept the gift, and you're too stupid to accept the gift. You're playing games. Oh, I got tomorrow. You ain't got tomorrow. You don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. All you got is right now.
Right. That's right.
Where do you stand with God? That rich man lost out. He had no relationship. He had no relationship. Do you have one?
Oh, yes,
do
sir.
You?
Thank you.
Do you know Jesus as your personal Savior? Have you taken the time to accept him?
Thank you, Lord.
Things you need to think about. You see, a lot of times, and I'm going back to old basics. I'm not playing with trying to make people shout and dance and whatever. I'm trying to show people the reality of the fact we're getting ready to get out of here. And one day, if you're going to wake up and you're going to find yourself left right here to deal with the madness that's going on. If you think it's bad now, you'll wait till God takes his spirit out of here. When he lifts his out of here. Take him out of here. All hell is going to break loose. No time to play now. Your soul is at stake. God loved that he turned his head when his son was being spit on. He turned his head when they nailed him to the cross, when they heard him holler out. He turned his head because he knew that he had to die for you. And for me, if you're foolish enough not to accept the gift of God, you damn just. God doesn't send people. Question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? The ball is in your court now.
Yes, it
Jesus
is.
Jesus is saying he's done everything that he can possibly do. Bible said, the day that you hear my voice, don't you harden your heart. Open up the door and let me come in. He said, that's why I can sing that song myself. Because he's a friend of mine. He's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
He's a brother. Friend of mine. When I get in trouble, I can go to him and take it to the Lord in prayer, and he will work it out for me. See, I know those old songs. Can sing those old songs because I know what he's done for me. Glory to God. He will work it out if you let him. I know
yes,
what
Lord.
He'll do because he's done it for me. And if he's done it for me, he said, I'm respecter of persons. I'll do it for you as well. But you got to reach out to me.
That's right.
Reach. I've done all that I can do. Now it's up to you. He said, and God said, and what's God saying about you? Oh, I'll wait till tomorrow. But what is God saying about that? You can wait tomorrow if you want to. But tomorrow's in my hands, not yours.
That's right now.
Don't be foolish. They used to have a commercial for American Express that said, don't leave home without it. Well, you better not leave this earth without Christ. You better not. You better not.
Right.
You better not. And see, I heard somebody say, and I'm through. They said, you know, eternity, we can't really fathom the concept of eternity because we're not in it. But when you're in it, it's too late. You're in it, it's you want to deal with this while you have the chance.
That's
if you
right.
Don't know him, you don't know him in the pardon of your sins. All you got to do is open your mouth, Lord, forgive me of my sins.
Yes, Lord.
And I believe that you Son of the living God, that you died and rose again. The Bible said, if you confess him with your mouth, you shall.
Shall be. That's a promise.
Ain't no whole lot of rigmarole about it. Just open your mouth and say, Lord, forgive me, and mean it. And when you do it, it's called repentance. Repentance is, I'm sorry for what I did. I'm turning from my sin, and I'm going in another direction. I love what God said. He said, you know what? I'll take your sin and throw them into the sea and remember them no more. I was watching National Geographic the other day, and they were talking about the depths of the sea, that there's some depths that man can't even go into, that only certain animals can go down and live. And God said, I'm going to take your sins and throw them into the sea, which means if it rests on the ocean floor, folk can't go looking for it. And if you go, I hope you get your scuba diving equipment and drown in your own sin.
Lord Jesus.
We like to call it the sea of forgetfulness, but there is no such thing. He said, I will throw them into the sea and forget them, and they will be no more. You want to have that done, you need to open your mouth. Lord, say, Easter is coming. Will you be here? Today is the day of salvation. Father, we thank you. And we praise and we magnify and we glorify your name. And we ask you to, somebody doesn't know you. Oh, God, we hope that you'll stir them up. Make them want to come. Give them another chance.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus. All right, Pastor.
Amen. Praise the Lord tonight. Praise the Lord. Overseer Jackson. Know that we are praying for you. Know that I am praying for you. I am so grateful how God connected us together. And as I was telling some of the new people that I met in Atlanta, Georgia last weekend about how I am so excited about how God connects his people together. And he do it for a reason, that he's going to get more glory out of each one of our lives. So right now, I'm opening up the phone lines for those that have dialed in on tonight. We do know that a lot of people do dial in, but some of them don't say anything. But we thank God for you, too, as well, for taking the time out to dial in to be blessed by God's word and hope that you're encouraged and inspired by God's word. And that way you can be a better doer of his word and not just a hearer only. Before any listener come on the line, I want to say to you, Overseer Jackson, I received a text message just now from my Sister Gwen Walker. She's a member of the historic St. James Baptist Church here in Detroit, Michigan. She'd normally be on the line, but she's in Ohio visiting her daughter. So she told me, she just texted me and told me to be sure to tell you that she is praying for you. And I know she's going to pull up this show from tonight and listen to it when she gets back home in Detroit from her visit in Chicago. So she told me to make sure that I said hello to you from Sister Gwen Walker on tonight.
Well, I'm so appreciative. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. See, we have people that be listening in, and they, even though they don't may not be on the line, they have come to love you because they know that you are a powerful man of God. You always deliver a powerful word that blesses God's people. So I want you to stay encouraged. Anyone that's on the line right now, the phone lines are open. If you have words of encouragement for Overseer Jackson, or if you have a question pertaining to tonight's message, the lines are open right now. Anyone?
Praise yes, the Lord. I enjoyed that service tonight.
All right. I know who that
Amen.
Is. I love her.
Oh.
That's my first cousin, Mary Ann King from Greensboro, North Carolina. By the way, Mary Ann, is Essie with you on the line?
No, baby, not tonight.
Okay, well, let her know that we're praying for her as well.
Okay, baby. I love you too, baby.
I love you too. I talked to your brother, Pastor Norman King, on yesterday. I know that he had surgery, so I know that's why he's not on the line tonight. So we're going to continue to keep Pastor Norman King.
Yeah, he's been in a little pain.
Yeah, I know the type of surgery he had, he's going to be in some pain for a couple of days.
Prayer.
Be healed and restored in Jesus' name. Anyone else on the line that would like words of encouragement? The lines are still open. Anyone? I know we have, as I foresaid earlier, one of my church members, she's a faithful listener as well. We want to recognize her again on tonight, Sister Cheryl Doss, a faithful member of the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, where I am also a member. And she's a faithful listener to the Worldwide Ministry Platform, and she loves you, Overseer Joseph Jackson. She loves listening to you bring forth God's word, but she is having issues with her voice, with her throat again on tonight, so we want to keep her lifted up in prayer as well.
Definitely.
Well, here, Joseph Jackson, I want to say to you, I know you and I had a conversation on yesterday, and I just want to say to you, stay encouraged. I know we had our personal conversation yesterday, but I want to say it to you live on the air while we have other sisters and brothers in Christ that are on the line, that I want you all to keep Overseer Joseph E. Jackson in your prayers, because when we are standing on the wall, we're doing a great work for the Lord. We know that the enemy is always going to come.
Yes.
And he's always going to try to discourage us. He's always going to try to make us throw in the towel and give up on God when things don't seem to go our way. And we see other people blessed and seem like things are not going the way we thought they was going to go. But we continue to stay on the wall, continue to preach God's word, because God is still a faithful God. And just like you said, he have no respecter of persons. Sometimes we get weary in well-doing, but the word of God said, be not weary in well-doing, because you shall reap if you faint not. So that word is for you, Joseph E. Jackson, on tonight. Stay encouraged. And sometimes we have to learn how to encourage ourselves in the Lord. But you know what? You can't encourage yourself in the Lord if you don't know the Lord and if you don't know his word.
That's true.
So I just want you to know that, Overseer Jackson, we love you. We from the Kingdom Builders, from this Worldwide Ministry Platform, we love you. We are praying for you because you are our brother in Christ Jesus. And we know that we're all going through something. Your something may not be my something. My something may not be yours. But as believers in Jesus Christ, we're all going through something. So we just got to learn how to encourage one another in God's word. Stay faithful and be always abounding in the word of God. That's my message to you on tonight, Overseer Jackson. So stay encouraged, because you're doing a great work for the Lord, and you're doing a great work, and guess what? You can't come down now. You didn't come too far. And I love that song that you sang, that gospel hymn. If my organ was working, I would have went in my other room and jumped on the organ and played it for you while you sung it. I must tell Jesus. That was one of my mother's favorite hymns. That was one of my mother's favorite hymns. And my church member, Tara Doss just texted me over to the Jackson. Since she can't talk on the line, she's still on the line, but she just sent me a message to let you know. Hold on, just I want to read exactly what she said. She said, Sister Tara Doss said to you, over to the Jackson, that she is definitely keeping you lifted up in prayer. So that's from my church member, Tara Doss. That song that you sang, I Must Tell Jesus, that's one of my personal favorite hymns. I love gospel hymns. I love playing the gospel hymns because they move me in such a way, more so than some of the other songs that we hear in the church. There's nothing like the gospel hymns. So thank you for sharing that. You have an anointed voice to sing as well. I was going to throw that out at you too. So you are anointed to sing and deliver God's word. So continue to stay faithful. Continue to be the man that God has called and anointed and ordained for you to be for such a time as this. Your labor is not in vain.
I had to thank you all for those words of encouragement, because this afternoon I had tried to correct somebody about something that they were saying on Facebook that was so wrong spiritually. And I gave them the scriptures, and I tried to encourage them. She turned around and wrote me back, said I had no business being on Facebook. She said that nobody listened to me, and I was a jackass preacher. And I said, whoa. I mean, she laid me low. And I said, that's just like the enemy. I said, okay.
That's it. That's it. That's all it is. Nothing but the enemy. So if you just stay encouraged, you keep on doing what the Lord told you to do. And when you're doing, that go for me, that go for every listener on tonight, my sisters and brothers in Christ. When we do what God has called and anointed for us to do, and we know that we're fulfilling our God's purpose for God's glory and not our own, then God got our back. No matter who say what they want to say, they better be careful. But the word of God says, trust not my anointed. Do my prophet no harm, and he means exactly what he said. So we just have to keep praying for those type of individuals and stay on the wall and keep doing what God called us to do, that we can't let no man, woman, boy, or girl stop us from doing what God called us to do, that because in the end, we want to hear God say to us, I know that's what I'm working for. I want to hear God say to me, that good and faithful servant, well done. That's what
well
I'm looking
done.
For. When we stand before God in the day of judgment, our hope and desire and prayer is that we hear God say unto us, well done. We don't want to hear him say, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. I don't want to hear that. So I want to hear God say unto me, well done, thy good and faithful servant. We get ready to close up for tonight. On this coming Saturday night, I'm going to see, I have a mother and daughter that's going to be delivering some solos. They're going to do, each one of them going to share their testimony, and each one of them, they are anointed to sing God's praises. So both of them are going to sing different songs on this worldwide platform on this coming Saturday night, and God's word will be delivered once again on Saturday night. So you want to tune in and be blessed by this mother and daughter team that's going to be blessing us and sharing testimonies and singing to us and ministering to us through songs on this coming Saturday night. And then also we will be blessed by God's word once again. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you thanking you for who you are. We bless your name. We thank you for your man of God on tonight, your faithful man of God, O. Jackson. We thank you for his living. We thank you that his labor is not in vain. We thank you that you are pleased with his work in the earth, that you are being glorified through him and by him, and that he's asked that you would encourage him in your word, continue to strengthen him as only you can in the name of Jesus, that he don't give up, that he don't give up on faith, and that he don't give up on you. Heavenly Father, we lift up all those that are sick and afflicted. We continue to lift up my cousin, Pastor Norman King, as he continue to heal and recover from his surgery. We continue to lift up Aunt Etsy Tip, cousin Mary Ann King. We want to continue to lift up Sister Cheryl Dawes. We continue to lift up my cousin, Ben Mahan, who's dealing with the COVID virus. And also we want to continue to lift up Sister Betty Cox, the wife of Deacon Marvin Cox, who's heavily transitioned, and his homegoing service was held on this past Saturday. We want to keep up both families in prayers and all those that are bereaved all over the land on tonight, whether we know them or not, all those that are sick and afflicted. We thank you that you are touching their lives. You are in the midst of them right now, because we know that we don't have to send you anywhere because you're already there. So let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, because we know that you are healing. You're healing their minds, spirits, and bodies, even right now as we pray. Continue to move by your spirit through this robot ministry platform. Continue to bless our sister in Christ, Gwen Walker, we pray that you allow her to have a safe trip back home from Ohio as she gets ready to return back from visiting her daughter. And, oh, God, we just pray for all of our sisters and brothers in Christ that are being faithful doers of your word all over the world. Marquis Holloway and Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church family and all churches that are being faithful to you, Heavenly Father, and not only to you, but the men and women that you have placed over them as their under-shepherds that are delivering your word and trying to make their lives better, and that you use them to draw us closer to you through your word. We continue to lift up our sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus that are being faithful doers of your word that you have anointed and appointed for such a time as this to be overseers of your people all over the land in the name of Jesus. Even those that are incarcerated behind prison bars right now, Heavenly Father, we pray that you will move by your spirit, continue to anoint them, strengthen them, bless them, Heavenly Father. And we thank you that this word is being able to be heard throughout the prisons all over the United States. And we just thank you for opening that door, that even prisoners are able to receive your word, and they have a chance to be saved. For those that are not saved, they have a chance to confess their sins and transgressions. They have a chance to receive Jesus Christ with opening their own mouth. And that once they're saved, even though they're behind prison, reveal to them and show them what their God purpose, be able to fulfill their God purpose, even behind prison bars, and even when they are released out of prison back into society, they will continue to remember that it was you who have saved them through your son, Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we pray that you would continue to have your way over this rollout ministry platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you for it. We ask that you will continue to bless it, that it will continue to grow. You allowed me to meet in Atlanta, Georgia over the weekend that's going to be coming forth, sharing testimonies and sharing your word, and those authors that have wrote books that's going to be sharing the books that you blessed them with over this rollout ministry platform in the near future. We thank you for that in advance in the name of Jesus. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We just give you the glory, honor, and praise for what you're doing in each one of our lives, individually and as a corporate body of believers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, as I always say, remember to encourage one another in God's word, not with your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word. Know that I love you, but guess what? Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.